What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
No, yeah. I just converted it from widescreen to fucking vertical.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it was just like talking and she's... Anyway, just her getting into me about being a fat cunt, essentially. And then she's just like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, that's so insensitive. The fat people probably can just get away with material more, don't you reckon? I was like, yeah, probably. But this is great confidence boost as I'm about to go on stage. You just come up and tell me what a complete nut of fat cunt I am.
This is Zoe.
And then she panicked and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm so sorry. I'm going to go back to my seat now. And like, went and sat down. I was like, mate, I don't give a fuck. Like, I've said worse things six inches away from a mirror than, like, you can imagine. And, then she sent me a message afterwards last night being like, hey, man, just wanted to say once again, I'm really sorry. I was like, dude, like, I was not offended at all. I was like, comedians shit on each other all the fucking time. Like, if a comedian shits on you, it's generally a sign that they like you. Don't stress.
Yeah.
Everything's all good.
I love this. This is a good way to start the pod. You're like, I don't want any bad energy when we do this pod. And you're like, Zoe called me a fat cunt last night. That's how we open the pod.
I'm saying, no. Are we recording now?
Yeah, dude,
you can't always do this. Yeah. Just fucking. I'm telling you something in confidence. Yeah. And then you're like, fucking got
in
you.
In confidence, it's in front of two cameras and two fucking.
Yeah, but generally, like, if you do a podcast summit, like, you know, you sit down, everyone all good. Yep, you're ready to rock and roll. All right, three, nah, two, man. One, let's go. No. You fucking Jew boy over here just fucking, no, I gotta set up the cameras in case I can catch him saying something naughty. I can use the footage to my advantage later.
You
owe me $25.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bradley was pissed off the other day because I charged him $20 for his open mic set on a Tuesday where I wasn't even on, and I came in to film because I was like, people might want to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, I was just filthy. I was just grinding his gears, just saying, you're just such a fucking, you're the epitome of a fucking stingy Jew cunt. just coming in, leeching off hardworking comedians and then charging them
$20. Who got the money in the end, Bradley?
Yeah. You did, cunt.
It was me over here. Oh, God.
Go put the fucking hat on.
I got that $20 and I went and bought a poke bowl across the road. It was nice.
He doesn't charge me for my sets.
Yeah, I knew he wouldn't. He'd have his little clan of favourites. He'd be like, Elliot.
Actually, I'm charging everyone this year. Fuck everyone. 2025. I've already won Comedian's Comedian.
Yeah, it's true.
So, fuck it.
Yeah, and what did you win? Most Improved? Now you just need to fucking stink it up and get the bomb of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you've got every award, essentially.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, you move out of town and then win out of towner as well.
Yeah, out of towner and best bomb.
Yeah.
Just come in and just eat shit.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Oh, yeah, fucking last night wasn't bad. Pretty good.
Last night was all right, yeah.
Yeah. How'd you go, Bradley? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, dude. I had fun, dude. I don't give a fuck. I had fun.
That's the best way to tell people you bombed without saying you bombed.
No, it wasn't.
I had fun.
It wasn't a classical bomb, but, like, let me tell you, with 75 people in here and how hot it was yesterday and, like, the start of the set being a little questionable, I was starting to become a bit of a sweaty Betty. Mm. Like, if you go back through the footage at one point, you're just going to go,
bomb.
Yeah, I'm talking about mutts on stage, and apparently this isn't too reciprocal for some of the mutts in the audience. I was like, oh, fuck, you know? Who would have thought,
Dude, just the cold sweat rolling down your back.
It was a hot sweat, dude. Yeah. I was like, holy fuck. But, yeah, just look. I don't know, man. I kind of just don't give a fuck about comedy anymore, dude. I can't be fucked writing the new feeling. Material. Like, I don't get excited for it. I sit at home. I'm like, oh, this just seems like a bit of a chore to go in. But then I always have fun once I've done the sets.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the thing. But it's kind of like now at the point where you're like, all right, I should go to the gym. I should work out. I don't want to, but I feel good after doing it. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of just like, you know what, man? Apparently you got to post everything on fucking Facebook and Instagram these days. So I was like, here's a joke that I've tried for the first time online. And look, some loser bitch unfollowed me. Fuck you, cunt. You know? You can't handle the moot. Get out of the kitchen. I mean, well, get back in the kitchen. I don't know, dude.
Who's the loser bitch that unfollowed you?
The fucked if I know. I wish Instagram let you know that. I wish, like, you could just go into a list.
Oh, and you
like,
know your numbers.
Here's all the cunts that unfollowed you. No, like, I noticed I was on 932, and then I was back having a gander, looking at all the fucking notifications, and then I... Yeah, looked at it and I was like, oh, 9:31 now. And I was like, dude, I just want to know who I offended.
Yeah.
Just so, like, the next time I've got a controversial bit, I can just direct message it straight to him. Like, here you go, cunt. Here's another one. Oh, you're going to have to block me.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
Unfollow.
Moot's such a funny word, though.
Isn't it the best?
Dude, moot is my favourite word in the Australian vernacular.
It's not a pretty word.
But, but it's, like, to the point where we had some... my friend got married last year. He had American friends that came over and stayed with him.
Yeah.
I went and sat down with him. It was like three dudes and their wives. Walk in, have my beer, sit down. I go, what's up, cunts? And they're like, hey, dude. And I'm like, got to teach you about how to use the word cunt here in Australia. Give him the whole cunt scale of like sick cunt, mad cunt, shit cunt, dog cunt. Like, and then everything in between. How to use it, how to use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, within three beers, they're all just like, hey, you fucking...
Mad cunt.
Mad cunt. You want to get a fucking another round, you fucking sick cunt? You want a zin, you fucking crazy cunt? And I'm like, dude, yes, this is...
Did anyone fuck it up?
Oh, yeah. At
any point they used the wrong one.
Yeah, they'd use a different, like, verb in front of cunt, and you're like, what the fuck? That doesn't even make sense, but I appreciate it, cunt.
I wish I knew which ones they were.
But it's so funny because, like, Australian women, they're desensitized to the word cunt now.
Yeah, yeah. You can call
but
them
if
cunts.
You say moot, if you say moot, it is like,
that's our cunt.
Yeah, that's our cunt.
Yeah.
But it's such a great word, dude.
Yeah.
I think gronk is worse. Calling a chick a gronk.
Oh yeah.
That's words right there.
Yeah, it's very funny though because like
gronk.
You can like I've got a friend who will remain nameless for this little part, but
chick.
Yeah, just the like the She's best person you've ever met.
No, not a gronk.
But just has a fucking extra dash of gronk in her. You know what I mean? Lovely person. Yeah. Fun to get on the piss with, but just has a little... Whoop. When God put the gronk in, he fucking got a little bit distracted and was like, oh, fuck. Anyway, send it on. She'll be right.
Let's go.
Extra gronk.
And you just see her outside the pub. She's like, you're a fucking cunt, Caden. Like, and he's like, yeah, dude. Gronked.
Yeah, some gronk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a bit of that in Tari.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I reckon if you were railing her, she'd be like, fuck me, cunt. Like, you know, she'd talk her dirty talk would be legitimately like, oh, that's dirty. That's nasty. What are you saying that?
Oh, I think I'm getting an STI, Bradley. I'm going to bag up for this one.
You can feel the chlamydia clinging onto your dick hole. Like, no! What have I done?
Extra gronk.
It's just a pill that gets rid of it, right? Can I have two pills in case it happens later on?
Fuck.
Mm. But yeah, last night was fun. I feel like the...
Look at that bubble on your can. Oh, it's gone. Fuck. Anyway. Got distracted.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Last night, I didn't talk about my set. Fucking, this was crazy. Were you here for it?
No, I left at halftime.
Dude, I opened the second half. Kenosh does his usual fucking thing about how he like sells weed. I don't sell weed to Jews joke.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I'm familiar with it.
Fuck, I'm autistic as fuck. I know everyone's jokes. So he does that joke, and it's basically the setup is like, I don't sell weed to Jews. Gets a big fucking laugh. I come on, and I'm like, yeah, so I'm Jewish. And then the whole crowd, just assholes, just pucker up. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Here we go. Because last night, on Friday night, he did it, and I came up and was like, yeah, I'm Jewish. I said I wanted to get stoned with him, and he just fucking threw rocks at me.
And then nice.
The crowd turned on me.
Oh, dude, isn't it so funny that, like, any hint of anti-Semitism, and you're like, dude, I'm the Jewish guy.
Yeah.
That's like, how many of you guys are Jews?
Islamic. Yeah.
Muslims, well known for throwing rocks. What can I say?
Dude, that's their favorite.
It's in their laws.
That's their cricket.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a guy who picks out the rocks so that they're not too big so you don't kill the person straight away. He's like the rock man.
Yeah.
Dude. He's like, yes, no. He's got a go, no go game.
It's just, that's.
Hey, this is Ethan here. Sorry, we can't tell you about the illegal activities that I'll be up to later. So instead, here's a break. Spread the word of the pod. It's 2025. We need this shit to go out to more people. So fucking do us a favor. Tell a friend, some weirdo that you're like, they might like this, and then they might tell someone. I'm not giving any more money to fucking Meta. I'm not running ads for this shit. Just if you like the pod and you want to support it, we don't want your money. Just tell another person about it. And that's how this thing spreads. Anyway, that's all from me. Back to the pod.
Your dad and my dad should be friends. My dad is a hit first, ask questions later kind of guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad hates everyone, dude.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And because, like, he lives at a part in the South Coast now, which in, like, the mid-2000s, it started to gain, like, a little bit of popularity, and he got, like, cheap land, built a house on it, sold that house, built his, like, dream retirement house. The other day he called me, and I was like, hey, mate, what's going on? He's like, doing me fucking second lap of the Woolworths car park. All these fucking blow it. Why would you build a fucking car park that doesn't have enough fucking spots in it? You know that these cunts are coming every fucking year. Just over Christmas, just losing his mind. Like, fucking, dude, jet skis upset him. Fucking, like, everything. He's like, you got these fucking Lebo blokes down here in their fucking Ford Rangers and their jet skis. Fucking 50 metres from the beach, fucking take them somewhere else, cunt. Like, and, like, that was the end of the conversation.
Jet ski's off the cards for you then. You can't own a jet ski.
I don't know. Like, I'd have to really grow the mullet out and just, like, get really ethnic, you know?
Right.
I feel like I've got a splash of wog somewhere in my genetics, but, yeah, that'd be really taking it to a new level.
I reckon the jet ski's the go, man. Some of those 20-year-olds that are catching the ferry, just like, just hop on with me, darling.
Yeah, fucking get on there, mate. I'll run every fucking 2 minutes, cunt.
Just fingering teenagers on
jet ski. 19.
Were you there the other day for my conversation?
Oh, yeah, well, you're talking about fucking a six-year-old or something.
Oh, Jesus, all right. It's been great to be on here.
Yeah. I was like, look, I'm not condoning it, like marrying a 16-year-old. Like, you shouldn't do it, and I don't agree with it. But if I was going to marry a 16-year-old, I'm fucking her. Like, that's the point of marrying a 16-year-old.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the US.
It's illegal.
Child marriage is legal in, so 10 states have recently passed that you can't have child marriage. But, like, all the rest of the, what, there's 42 states, so there'd be 32 left. That you can.
No, there's like 51 states.
I'm bad at fuck.
Anyway.
50 states in the US.
Yeah. So there's still 40.
You should know. You fucking run the country.
I only run the media, Bradley. I don't have anything
there's
to say.
There's only
about
tunnels
the
in 32 states. Yeah, what? So you can. So child marriage is still legal in like the majority of the states, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not outlawed.
Yeah. In the majority, it's legal.
Yeah,
so you can marry a 16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked, cut.
I know. It's fucked.
What the fuck, dude?
What are you doing on your fucking wedding night?
Then someone's like, oh, just because you marry a 16-year-old doesn't mean you're fucking them. And then that's when I've come in with, well, if you're going to marry a 16-year-old, you've got to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That works. That's fucking bizarre.
That's wild. And then the age of consent in the Vatican was like 14 up until recently.
Yeah.
And the Vatican's like, weird. It's like this little city inside it.
And it's got like the world's most expensive art in it and shit.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I walked through the...
Oh, you've been there?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm surprised you didn't burn into flames, cunt.
It's fucking insane, dude. Just the amount of fucking wealth that's just in that building. It's crazy.
Yeah. I know people that have taken edibles and they've gone in there and they were just like, dude.
It's not good.
They were like, it was fucking freaky. Is the Vatican the one where they've got like a devil portrait? It's like a throne and there's like this big thing that looks like the devil like coming down onto the throne?
I don't know. There's a lot of biblical shit in there.
Yeah.
So it's probably...
It makes sense that there would be biblical shit in there.
But it's like, you know, fucking picture of like Adam and the God and he's like naked and in the clouds and shit and they're like touching fingers or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got like that in there, which you always picture would be this huge fucking painting. But then it's like in this room where there's like a shitload of paintings on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Sistine Chapel.
That was Michelangelo who did that, wasn't it?
Da Vinci, maybe. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, Michelangelo's David, mate.
Dude, it was one of the Ninja Turtles, that's all I know. Donatello's just up there with his stick, just like a lead painter. Yeah, man.
Oh, I just remember some meme about someone being like, yeah, can you paint the roof of the Sistine Chapel? And he's like, yeah, bro, you're going to paint a bunch of fucking babies with their dicks out, though.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, don't fact check me, I think it's like rumours that didn't the guy that painted it, whichever Michelangelo it was, Da Vinci or fucking, you know, DiCaprio or whatever, and I think there was, like, something in the paint back in the day and, like...
Lead paint.
And it, like, would drop into his eye and he got, like, lead poisoning and went insane.
Yeah.
Is that true or is this just symbolics?
Those fucking paints. Like, that's where they got the term Mad as a Hatter from, because they used to use lead in the fucking... whatever the hat-making process was.
Yeah,
and
right.
People would go fucking nuts.
People would go crazy. One of my friends back in the day had, like, a Datsun 180B.
Yeah.
Bro, he bought it for $1 off fucking this old lady. The Datto, dude. It was so good. It was like a poo brown color with, like, hail damage on the roof, like, two different tone doors. Like, so someone had dented the door. Yeah. They'd replaced it with, like, a different color of shit brown. And to him, this was, like... a Lamborghini. Like, he was just like, you can't fucking, like, don't eat any food in here. It's like, brother, this is seeing sin. Like, this is like, you can lay down. This is an old shaggin' wagon.
Yeah. This car. Don't worry. Someone was definitely sexually assaulted in this car.
Yeah. I was like, don't worry about my chicken twisties, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Someone's grandma got fingered without consent on the backseat. Yeah,
someone went to a drive-in movie and broke their hymen in the backseat, and you're worried about some fucking burger rings? Settle down, champion. He used to carry around liquid lead in, like, his glove box, because when you put the unleaded fuel in, it still ran off lead, so he'd have to lead it up. Dude, it was wild. But, like,
how do you carry liquid lead? Wouldn't it just go, like, solid at room temperature?
I don't know. It's probably mixed with something.
Probably, but like mercury.
Little squeeze. Yeah. Looking back,
mad for the
you just got to drop some fucking fishing anchors in your gas tank.
Looking back, I'm a little sad that we didn't sniff it like ammo just to see what would happen, you know? 17.
Then you could have been cranky like your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Dad has lead poisoning, and that's why they're fucking mad at shit.
Fucking hell. Yeah. The blow-ins, like, this year in Stockton had got me to that point. I was like, I feel you, Dad. Like, the camping ground was so full that, like, you know, Fullerton Street, as you drive into Stockton, there's a river on, like, the right-hand side if you're driving in. There's bushes and shit. There was communities of people, like, 6-8 tents, just free camping. Like, people camping on ovals in swags. I took the dog for a walk. There's a dude just in his cotton underwear at, like, 9 in the morning, two swags, a caravan, his infant son, and he's just having a dart and drinking a Jack Daniels. And I was like, I know you're living your best life, but you are a fucking disgrace, cunt. What are you doing? Sort it out. You just fucking hit, like...
Oh, I didn't book ahead.
Didn't book ahead.
Crowdy Head was fucking booked out, mate. I was going to go up there.
Yeah, it looked like 3 weeks ago. You think 3 weeks would be enough notice for a fucking caravan park.
Crescent Head was full, so I just fucking parked up here. At one point, I took my bike for a ride to Fern Bay and saw... a cunt with a fucking Ford Ranger, a caravan, and, like, two tents set up in, like, his little community with some fucking other blow-ins. Mm. And I was like, I'm going to go out on a limb and take a wild guess and say you're a builder, right? You're a builder and you've got more money than fucking God because you've just been rinsing people since you've been fucking, you know, past your apprenticeship.
Yeah.
You've got a fucking $100,000 fucking car here with a $250,000 fucking caravan. And you can't afford to fucking get some camping somewhere? Like, fuck
just
off, you cunts.
Just go to a motel. Like, that's... yeah, I don't understand that at all. When cunts are like, I'm loaded. I can afford... if you can afford a caravan, you can afford a fucking hotel. Just stay somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Go somewhere and fucking...
and, like, I love Stockton, but it's not like... the ultimate holiday destination where I can't miss out on me summertime fucking vacation in Stockton. If you've got that much money, buy one of the freestanding cabins there and that's yours for the fucking the entire summer.
Mm.
And then throughout the rest of the year, you can fucking Airbnb it to other blow-ins.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Not rocket surgery, is it? Nah. Jesus Christ.
No, that is fucked, though, that Airbnb thing where they just rent it out for the year. So, oh, it's a holiday house.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit on this for fucking 20 years.
Holiday house
rented out in, the, yeah,
in Stockton Beach.
Yeah.
Back to last night. So the set, like, didn't start well, but I parlayed.
After the athlete's moot bit.
Yeah.
After that actually, that was what sort of brought it back. That got a bit of a chuckle from the boys.
Yeah.
The fellas
really came to my defense on that one. They're like, finally, a brave soldier saying the forbidden word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget all the F words and whatever. It's just like, dude, this guy said moot, what a champion. And then, yeah, just like parlayed it into some other cost of living shit. But then I did
notice that. I was like, very good. Like, he's tripped and stumbled, and he's taken a roll out of this.
Yeah.
He hasn't fallen flat.
Yeah.
He's rolled and popped back up.
I could feel the energy.
He made it look like it was on purpose. Yeah.
I could feel all the energy just going, whoop, out of here. But
he's
like,
from that bit.
But I was just like, I don't know. I was just in a mood to fuck around a little bit, you know what I mean? And like...
Yeah.
We're talking about cost of living and shit, and it's just like, yeah, I even brought up, like, dudes can't afford to have second families anymore. Remember, like, back in the day, like, you'd find out that someone's dad had a second family in Melbourne, and you're like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, well, now it makes sense why he's going there for corporate trips
every
2 weeks.
That's why fucking Joel Pierce is so angry these days. He's got multiple families to feed.
Yeah. He did it the wrong way, though. He let the women know about the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, but we need an intervention for that cunt. Oh, my God. Did you see the group chat?
Oh, I looked.
I was mad. Fucking laughing my ass off the other night. Just like, holy shit, this cunt.
I'll have to... I'm interested to see the crowd work that I did. I found a guy who was a lifesaver, and I was like, what's some wild shit that he's seen?
Yeah, and how has he not seen someone drown?
Yeah.
That's what I would have been.
I think he would have for sure.
Maybe he's just really good at his job.
Got any trauma, mate?
He would have seen it for sure.
Asking a paramedic, what's the most hectic thing you've seen?
Yeah, I know.
I saw a whole family get wiped out by a four-wheel drive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to scrape a baby up with a shovel once. Yeah, that was pretty rough.
A Hilux with a bull bar going to a fucking Hyundai i30. Yeah. And just mash the brains of a five-year-old.
This 21-year-old girl, real pretty until the bull bar hit her face.
Yeah, this is real good for comedy.
Yeah, that's what his whole
asking a lifeguard what's the most hectic thing you've seen.
His whole thought process would have been like, I can't talk about people dying. So he's talking about seeing an Asian just in like cloth underwear with like his little
prawn.
He goes with his little like you know the little dick pouch for undies, and I was just like. Brother, he's Asian. We all know it's little. And it fucking crushed. And there was like an Asian guy in the crowd. Yeah. And I'm like, am I right, brother? And his wife's like, yep. And I was like, hey, motherfucker's probably a doctor.
Was he in this one? That might have got it.
No, he was like, he was second row. So
oh,
like,
he might have got it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Over here somewhere.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So fucking.
Ben
brutal.
Called some chick a fat bitch.
Yeah, on Friday night.
And fucking leveled the place.
Did he?
It was insane. Like, everyone was just like, yes!
Yeah.
Fuck
she
that
is fat.
Yeah, and
like,
a
oh
bitch.
My God. And we're like getting reviews for the club where it's like, it's not a great environment for women. And then Ben just levels this bitch. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Not a great environment for fat bitches. No, but apparently she was a real good sport, Benny was saying. He was here's the thing. If you're a fat cunt, which I am, right, you've just got to accept that you're a fat cunt. And it's like...
And people are going to make fun of you.
People are going to make fun of you. Either actively try to do something about being a fat cunt or sit there and be the punching bag for everyone who's not a fat cunt.
There's a cure for it.
Yeah.
You don't want people making fun of you.
As opposed to my condition,
salad
which there
exercise.
Is no cure. Someone's tried it before.
Yeah. Salad and exercise.
Yeah, but dude, yeah, it is fucking funny because like... Fundamentally, fat people are disgusting. Like, they're fucking gross, dude. You ever get
only
stuck?
Because that's what society. If this was the 1800s in France, we'd be cleaning up, dude.
We'd have chicks feeding us grapes, once sucking us off.
Yeah.
You know, just holding the belly up like.
Yeah, we'd have little fatties of our own. Oh.
What a funny thing that, like, back in the day, they're just like, dude, they've got so much money, that chick can eat and not exercise. How sexy.
Yeah.
But then you see the clothes that the other ones are wearing, it's just like fucking soiled rags, and they're just built like Ethan. Trust me,
I didn't
want to
spend all of my money on the clothing.
Ethan looks like he's come from a third world.
Do you want another drink? Are you good?
Another one. Yeah, I'll have one more.
I'm in the mood.
Yeah, go on. Nothing will lift your spirits like a fucking like a beverage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh man. So the one thing I hate about the holidays, right, is having to deal with people.
Yeah.
Like, can't we just make a rule that, like, between the 23rd and the 27th, everyone has to, like, stay in their own area?
Yeah.
Christmas lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, mandatory Christmas lockdown.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Don't go anywhere.
I agree, and I'd like to up the stakes here. I think that if you are married or in a long-term consensual relationship, that you should pick one family, and that's your family, and you're done. Mm. You know what I mean? That, like, working 52 weeks out of the fucking year to have 2 weeks off, and then in those 2 weeks I've got to travel when every other country's mate is traveling the country.
Mm.
So I got to get stuck in traffic to go see my family that are, I love them, but they're a fucking wild bunch of humans. You know what I mean? Like, we can literally be coexisting for about 30 minutes before Dad's like, the fucking chicken's dry. What the fuck's going on? Shut up. I'm trying to watch the cricket. Fucking, you're a fucking bludgeon cunt. You need to get a job. Comedy will never work. You're a grub. You know, like, and then my missus is sitting in the corner like, I'm just so glad we made the trip down. Our families are like the polar opposites. Yeah, like, their families, like her family, they're all lovely people. They all get along well. Like, her brother was like, Christmas morning, I go and see him. I was like, what's up, man? How you been? He's like, I woke up at 4 o'clock to put the ham on.
He's got a rooster too.
He went for a 5-hour ride.
What?
And then, yeah.
A 5-hour ride?
He's like training to do Iron Man shit. The motherfucker's fit as hell. Then comes back and he's like, how's your morning been? And I was like, well, dude, I woke up and when Cass was in the shower, I had a wank, and now, you know, it's 9 o'clock and I'm on the beer. So we are different humans. You know what I mean?
I feel sorry for their daughter. Whoever he's dating is just getting railed.
Oh, man.
5 hour for a fucking push bike ride?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But, like, I think, is there, like, what's the, like, I can understand the fitness aspect of it, but it's like, is there just mental demons you're just fighting for 5 hours? And you're like, I'm gonna fucking get you cunts. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do like half an hour of boxing and I'm like, oh, mate, that's me done for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in another
this
4 weeks.
Is why you're a fat cunt.
Yeah, this
you
is
don't
why
have
I'm a fat
demons.
Cunt. Yeah.
You need to get more demons.
Well, I just drink my demons away. I was at the pub the other day and this bloke said the funniest fucking thing that I've like ever heard. He was down there and they're like, oh, Baz, like, you know, Baz didn't think we'd see you in here again because apparently he got fucking rat-eyed.
Got kicked out.
He got rat-eyed like the day before and got in a lot of trouble from his missus.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, yeah. He's got like one of those Aussie, like, been smoking Winnie Blue since he was 12 kind of voice. He's like, yeah, mate. Yeah, missus reckons I drink too much, but here's the thing. You know, if it's bad for you, then why does alcohol release dopamine in my brain and make me feel good? Dude.
It's just like exercise.
Yeah, he's just like, it's the same fucking thing. It's like, I don't know who has that joke about fucking, like, an ice bath is the equivalent of doing cocaine. And they're like, yeah, because me and the boys, after fucking 10 pints on a Friday, it's like, who wants to get in the ice bath,
yeah,
boys?
It's
like,
Ronan
who does that, yeah. Shout out to you, Adam.
Yeah.
The menace.
Yeah, he's a fucking menace, that cunt.
Yeah, he told me he got pretty blind last night, actually.
He got fucked up?
Yeah. I only drank with him.
Mr. does all his bags before the Christmas party.
Yeah, Mr. I'm going to turn my life around after Ethan moves out because I can't afford it anymore. Cunt's going to be fucked.
Are you moving out?
I'm already out.
Oh, where do you live now?
Back with the rents, mate.
Oh, that is quintessential Jew behaviour. Dude, your dad would have been so disappointed when he moved back.
Yeah, the old boomerang has returned.
He'd be like, fuck, I just when I thought I could get rid of you, you know? Did you boy, lucky cricket fans, did you watch any of the cricket during the
Couldn't give two fucks.
Fuck, man. It was so good. I watched it with one of my mates who doesn't generally watch it. But, like, he's got a young family now, so this is what happens when blokes get over 30 and have kids. You've got to schedule time, annual leave approved by your wife, when you can come and hang out. So for, like, 3 weeks, I was like, are we on Boxing Day? He's like, we're on. Like, I've got the entire day. Like, let's drink piss and be absolute scallywags. And we're watching this, like, 19-year-old hot boy called Sam Constance making his debut at the MCG, which would be like any young cricketer's dream, facing the number one bowler in the world. And he tries to do like this overhead like ramp shot. Yeah. He misses like the first two and we're like, oh, fuck, bud. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is risque behaviour. Then just starts getting onto him and he's just fucking tonking this cunt. This guy hadn't been hit for six in like 4 years. Sam Constance, 19 on debut, just fucking get that one in here, just straight up over his head. Gets 50, is just like getting the crowd like going fucking ballistic. And my mate Tom Bruce and I are sitting there, he's just like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. He's like, who is this cunt? And we're like, I hope he gets 100. Like, anyway, he ends up getting shoulder charged by Virat Kohli, who's like a senior player in the Indian cricket team. He walks like 20 metres out of his way as Sam's walking down the pitch to shoulder charge him, just to like try get in his head. And it's like, you fucking bunch of bitch cunts. Like, you are so rattled by a 19-year-old hot Greek boy just fucking tonking you around the fucking place that you're like, we've got to resort to physical violence to try get this cunt. But he's the funniest thing is
insane,
like,
that happens in cricket. They should be allowed to fist fight.
Yeah, they should
be allowed
they
to
should.
Fist fight.
Because, like, Sam just turns around and he just goes, oh, sorry, mate. Oh, sorry, mate. And it just aggravated him even more. But he does, like, this funny thing, like, when he bats, they were calling it, like, the Elvis lip. So, like, he'll cock his lip up like this. And then, like, he'll look back and then, like, he locks in and my friend's like, what's up with that lip, dude? And I was just like, yeah, he doesn't generally do it, but the Indian cricket team just smells that bad. He's like, who the fuck is that? One of you cunts stinks that bad. He looks over to the wicketkeeper. He's like, I don't know who it is. You cunts smell so bad, dude. Man, it was so fucking good. And then, like, he got out for eight the next time, right? So the number one bowler in the world, Jasprit Bumrah is his name, just starts doing, like, his celebration to him, like, yeah, fucking get out of here, cunt, like, I got you out. It goes down to day five. It's, like, down to the wire. Australia look fucking gone for all money. All India really need to do is see out the day they get a draw. A draw to them was as good as a win. And Australia bowls these cunts out. Their last batter, Jasprit Bumrah, they've got this Sam Constance cunt in a helmet playing like silly point, I think it's called. So it's like the batter's right there and he's just literally a metre Ethan away from him, just chirping, talking fucking mad shit. Under all of their skin, like to the point where one of them hit the ball straight into him. Like, they'll just fucking hate him. Anyway, Nathan Lyon gets this cunt out. Fucking Australia win, and then Sam Constance is straight back to him like, yeah, what's that? And I was like, I love this kid, dude. He's the fucking man. Yeah, he's the best. It was a fucking great time.
That is sick.
It is funny though, like, because I love watching the cricket, and my missus is like, fucking, what's the plan for the next 5 days? I'm like, this, beer and cricket. Like, I'm sitting here drinking and watching the cricket. She's like, how long does it go for? I'm like, five days. She's like, are you fucking serious? Like, when was the last time I made you do something for 5 days? I was like, bitch, I've just been with your family for 5 days for fucking Christmas. And I didn't have the opportunity to get up and fucking take myself to the beach or fucking walk off and do what I wanted to do. I had to sit here and listen to fucking Christmas carols, cunt.
Yeah. You're like, I'm doing this and it requires no input from you at all.
Yeah.
Your thing requires a lot of input from me.
I'm on holidays. Yeah. You are also on holidays.
Yeah.
You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You want to go see your family in Nelson Bay, go to Nelson Bay. You want to go to the beach, go to the beach. You want to go do some Boxing Day sale shopping, go and do that. I don't give a fuck. you know where I'll be. Right here, baby. Watching the baggy green, dude.
I can't get around it. I just, yeah, cricket, nah.
I've sat down. I've watched cricket. Like, I'll watch it.
If it's on, I will look at it, but I won't be into it.
It is the best thing to fall asleep to. Like a Sunday arvo nap with the cricket on. Because it's like ASMR.
Getting my dick sucked.
Yeah.
I would also take
falling asleep to that. That would be the best thing.
Yeah.
The good thing, 100%, the good thing about cricket is like you don't need to be glued to the television all day to watch it. Like
nothing fucking happens. You can take an hour off and come back and you're like,
yeah,
where are
and then they'll
well,
be the and then they'll be like, here's what you missed. They'll do a here's what you missed at least fucking twice a session.
Yeah.
So then you'll get to see every wicket and then you're like, all right, now we're back up to speed. I know exactly what's going on with like fucking rugby league, like the greatest game of all. Like you want to be watching, you want to be watching for 80 minutes straight. You know what I mean? You want to see the big hits.
I want to do a joke where I'm like, I fucking hate women's sport, but I also fucking hate men's sport too. I hate both of them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because like, I know I'm Jewish. I know what it's about. It's about pitting the masses against each other. Yeah. It's about us versus them mentality.
Well, the thing is, like with women's sport, like women at a young age are just taught that like sport's not really for you. And then over the past 5 years, there's been a rise in women's sports like AFLW, NRLW and stuff. And now, like, the media is just like, well, you got to get out there and you got to support the women's sport. And it's just like,
women need to support women's sports.
But yeah, like,
we weren't asking, we didn't ask women to support men's sports. We don't give a fuck. You can watch it if it's on.
Yeah.
But we don't give a shit if you don't.
Yeah.
And then they'll turn around and be like, you have to watch women's sports. And they're like, no, I don't.
The only women's sport that I thoroughly enjoy is like the UFC occasionally. You know, like their women's UFC occasionally you'll have a fucking banger of a fight.
I would say more often than not.
That's a fucking that was a fucking sick fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The defense isn't as good, they're getting hit in the head a lot
more. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Like Ronda Rousey came in with a mean right fucking straight and a mad armbar. And she just
hip toss an armbar.
She fucking she broke records. And then all the women were like, oh yeah, sweet, we should probably do some jiu-jitsu classes. And then a kickboxer came in and
one of those jokes that like I had to shelf a year or two ago because I was like, I'm nowhere near good enough as a comic to do it.
Yeah.
But I was trying to compare women's sport to disabled porn.
I was like, that's a stretch.
Yeah. But my argument was that, like, just because I'm into it doesn't mean that everyone else has to be into it. Just because I like to watch it, you know. And disabled porn doesn't get the same kind of traction as regular porn. But I'm not going around telling everyone,
you need to watch it.
This should have the same coverage.
We need to subsidize regular porn and give money to the disabled porn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's the same argument.
We've got disabled porn stars out there taking dick too, you know?
Yeah. My algorithm is so fucked because me and Broden Shearer send each other just exclusively disabled reels.
Oh, man.
The more disabled, the better.
Yeah, like I got one from you the other week.
The alien heads?
Yeah. I got one from Ethan the other day and I'd assumed it was Broden. and I went back into the chat. I was like, oh, fuck, that was Ethan.
Yeah, that's part of the joke that I've started to curate about like the algorithm and how my algorithm's fucked. And you know what it is? 90% of it is just being mates with comics that are just like, have a look at this, dude. Have a look at this. And you're just like, where on earth did you find this? And they're just like, brother, it got sent to me from the heavens.
It's like six people in the it's like you and Mitch and Taylor and Joel and Adam, and it's just like bang, 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 send.
Yeah.
It's like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
Get that up here.
It's funny because, like, sometimes you'll send it to one of them, and then they'll send it to me, but you've already sent it to me. And I'm like, I've seen it, dude. I've seen the black guy with Down syndrome, like, fucking falling
off. I've seen the George Floyd reel.
I always send Ethan
George
Droid.
I've seen Chinese
Droid.
George Floyd.
George Droid.
George Droid.
Did you see Elon Musk?
Musk, yes.
I've seen him.
Yes, I have. And that's the funny thing. This is the bit I want to write, is that you know how they keep threatening to shut down TikTok in America?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if TikTok gets shut down, like all these young cunts are going to have to come back to Instagram. And it's like 30-year-old dudes have just been holding down the fort at Instagram while you've been away. So welcome back. And this is what it is now.
Yeah.
It's just the – and the comments are wild, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
no
every
one's...
reel that I get, you go to the comments and you're like, fucking great.
Dude.
Like one of the goat jumping into the fireplace and you're like – it's like a bunch of Muslim dudes and the goat's like, I'm getting in the fire.
Yeah.
And then it's like – everyone just like, yeah, it'd rather burn to death than get anally raped.
Yes. Yeah, dude. It's like, literally every comment. It's just like, yeah, you know, he's lived a tough life. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen too is I reckon Facebook's going to die and dads will start getting on the Instagram reels soon.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because
I'm already getting my dad onto him. I'm showing him on my phone. I'm like, gee, this
It's one. Very funny because, like, before my dad had Facebook, he's.
Imagine the shit your dad would say in the fucking
whatever
comments.
You want. Say whatever you want. It's free reign.
If he gets on Instagram, please tell me so I can follow.
Yeah.
And then I can see, I'm going to follow him so that I can see whenever he comments because that is going to be a gold mine.
Yeah. My dad was a very late adopter to social media. Like, I always just told him, I was like, mate, you won't like it. Anyway,
miss the boat.
Mm. So, for ages, for I reckon 18 months, my dad would just send me an email with a reel that his friend had seen on Facebook or Instagram. Downloaded and saved and then sent to him in an email and then my dad would email it to me. He's like, how good's this one? I was like, dude, that was fucking 4 years ago. People
first
were doing
of all,
that.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen this one.
And then it's just like, stop clogging up like my already full inbox with mediocre reels or just
actually,
like...
Actually, that might be fucking a real problem if I get my old boy onto the Instagram reels because he'll just watch them full volume in public.
Yeah.
That will happen.
Dude, my dad...
He already watches
people.
Them on Facebook. Yeah. He watches Facebook reels full volume in public. He's just flicking through. Like... Can you imagine if I get his algorithm going?
Yeah, dude, my dad sent me...
Let's get him... Let's both get him... fuck his algorithm. I'll send him all disabled people. You send him George Droid.
No, you send him all the... You send him all the trannies that you send people that don't look like trannies and that'll fucking melt his brain.
Yeah.
I was right, wasn't I? I was right. Things. I was right about women pretending to be dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethan and I were talking, and I was like, "Nah, man, they're too hot." I said, I bet you it's women pretending that they've got dicks." And Ethan's like, "Nah." And then a couple of months later, comes out, there's women out there pretending to have dicks, so that they can get up in the Instagram world.
Yeah,
get more followers.
Dude, what about that?
Way to break the fucking glass ceiling.
Did you see those two chicks? One's like called Ivy Blue or something. I can't remember the other girl's name, but they were like, oh, we want to go to schoolies and fuck all the schoolies.
Mm.
Like, we want to break a record and get a train ran on us and stuff.
Yeah.
One of them is a trans person and didn't tell anyone.
Oh.
And, like, she's been, like, just laying there copping it from these fucking teenagers.
How do you not notice dick?
No. She's had bottom surgery. And then she was like, yeah, but you've just got to fuck me in the ass. And then these young teenagers are like,
hell
fuck,
yeah.
This never happened.
Dude, that would have got me. Yeah. That would have got me for sure, dude.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
She would have been like, everyone else has fucked my pussy, but you're so hot, you can fuck my asshole. The guy would have been like, hell yeah, brother. And he's like, why is there no resistance to me going in? It's just like a fucking ass, like a
Isn't
Milo
this supposed
tin.
Supposed to be tight?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Well, and, like, you know that there's another guy, like, his name's, like, Justin Ryan. He's, like, Justin Ryan. Like, Justin Ryan. He's, he's got some form of retardation. But he's, like, I think he's, like, an Australian rapper or something.
Yeah.
And anyway, like, he goes and, like, makes a sex tape with this chick to, like, get some clout for himself. The guy is... You hear him talk and you're like, there's something really wrong with this dude. But anyway, he goes and fucks that chick and then, like, everyone in the comments is like, that's a dude, that's a dude, that's a dude. And he's like, guys, I don't know why you're saying that this is a guy. She's not a girl. She's a beautiful woman. And then it's just, like, him making out with her. And then, like, later on, like, after he's fucked her, like, it gets confirmed. And then you see him just having a meltdown.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just smash it, brother. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
But like, dude. Part of me thinks it was all like he was in on it, but he just is that desperate for clout. He's like, oh, fuck it, I'll just do it anyway. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the early mid to early thousands, there's something about Miriam?
Oh, yeah,
it was a documentary.
TV show, yeah.
Yeah, where they just tricked dudes into going onto a like a romance fucking reality TV show, you know, like The Bachelorette and all of that shit. And it's like there's something about Miriam. And Miriam was trans, but it was like hot trans. Like you couldn't tell. And then, it was like right at the end they told everyone. Like,
How did dudes not sue over that? I suppose they probably signed a waiver or something.
Yeah.
That's like I don't know if this was a comedian's joke that I saw or if it was like a reel on Instagram, but there was a guy that's like he filmed himself and he's like, I've got the best idea for a reality TV show. It's called like not Dude Island or whatever, but it's just like you get 15 guys. You get 15 gay guys and one straight guy, and like they've got to figure out like who's the straight guy and like kick him out. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Here's the catch: they're all straight, pretending to be gay. Yeah. And I was like, brother, what a show!
There'd be some double downs right there.
Oh man,
where there's two guys alone in a room.
This is fucking Bradley's dream show.
They both talking themselves into blowing each other, and then at the end they're like, "Yeah, yous are all straight," and there's those two dudes that just look at each other like, "Oh no."
What have I done,
dude? Oh, dude, what? You're not gay? You're not gay? Why did we blow each other?
Why were you hard when I was sucking you off? Why were you sucking me off? Dude, I wanted $150,000.
It's $150,000, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Especially if it's tax-free, you know?
Yeah.
There's just no prize either at the end. It's just...
Yeah. It's just like, you're now famous, so have fun, you know? Yeah.
I just had an idea for a reality TV show, right? You have a reality TV show with couples where they've got to go out and they've got to achieve objectives. Doesn't matter what the objective is, but... You get knocked out if you have a fight with your missus.
It's a three hour compilation of just fucking everyone ragging. It's supposed to be a 6 week competition. It's over by day one, lunchtime. You know what I mean? You gotta go left.
It's
here.
Just couples just like, yes, sweetie, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. We should totally do that.
Yeah, you gotta go left here. I said left. You're either left. You're either, why the Why did you not go left? Do you know the fucking you? You don't know the fucking you? Yeah. What are you, a fucking idiot?
The thing is, though, right, they'll be holding everything in for, like, ages.
Yeah.
So when they finally do have the fight, it's going to be the fight that they've just resigned themselves in anger. All right, we've lost the competition. Now I'm going to let loose. Yeah. And the actual fights themselves.
I had a mad fight in Italy with my ex. I was driving and she was like navigating and it was working fine. Like it was sweet. It all worked the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, let's just... Today you can drive, see how it fucking goes.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not fucking good. There's like some things are just like, you know, you've got to be the one in control, so you can't be in control. It's like, you're going to fucking kill us, bitch. What are you doing?
I'm so happy that my missus is a good, sensible driver.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And she... She's one of those weird people that can go somewhere once and then it's like, bang, it's in the brain. Dude. It's like, dude, I require Waze all the time.
I think that's just because we do it that way. It's like bringing notes up on stage. It's like once you're used to using maps all the time, you don't bother remembering where you're going.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's like when your dad, like I tried to do a bit about this ages ago and just abandoned it, but like when my dad was just like, what you want to do, mate? You're going to head southeast.
I was doing one of those.
Yeah. And I'm like, what am I, fucking Indiana Jones, cunt?
Yeah.
Like, head southeast?
You want to go down Demarick Street?
Yeah.
And then you take that 700 metres down and then you turn left at the brick house. Yeah, not the white brick house, the fucking beige brick house.
Yeah. Like, what's the... You're going to hit a roundabout?
It's not white, it's off-white. That's where fucking Dolores used to live back in the day.
You remember Dolores? Yeah, you remember Dolores? She used to ride a bike down
Three kids to two different dads, fucking crazy. Anyway. Yeah.
She was batshit. Like, you're digressing. Where are the directions?
I'm just going to put this in fucking Google Maps.
Yeah. Man. Dude, it's funny because I tell Dad, he'll be like, do you know how to get to like the BP service station? And in town. And I was like, oh, I'll figure it out. And he's just like, no, mate. Starts telling me directions. Like, Dad, I've got Google Maps. I'll find it. He's like, nah, fuck it. You don't need that fucking shit, mate. And then, he'll use yards. Dad will use yards. You want to go about 700 yards, right? You got to come to a roundabout.
Divide that by three.
Take the third exit. And then, they always, always, always finish it with... And if you get to the public school, you've gone too far. You just go straight to the public school and you're like, fuck, all right, now I've got to backtrack and find this fucking BP service station that I somehow that missed. Bit,
and I was like, the punchline was pretty fucking good. I was like, so now I know what it's like for every woman that's ever had to like try and listen to me chat them up. Is they've just gone through that.
Yeah,
that's what they've gone through. Yeah. Me just fucking fumbling my way through all these sentences just to be like, anyway, so can I have some pussy?
In a roundabout way, can I have your number?
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You've gone too far.
You've gone way too far.
You had no right asking for pussy.
I was thinking about this bit the other day because I was down at the beach and I'm like, when I hopped off stage, I was fucking angry that I didn't ask old mate about this. The lifesaver and the crowd about this, but he was talking about the Asian guy with the cloth underwear and like the little dick pouch, and then the thought that I had during the summer break is like, why is it that like we go to the beach, you see a dude in a pair of budgie smugglers, you don't bat an eyelid, you're like, that guy's wearing budgies, all right, sweet, but a dude in cotton underwear. If a dude's in cotton underwear at the beach, you're like, you are a fucking sex offender. If you're not on the list, you're going to be on the list. You're a criminal.
As soon
as
that gets wet, you're in trouble.
You're in big
trouble. Everyone's seen the tennis.
Yeah. Everyone's
not good.
Yeah.
The ocean is cold down here.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's illegal. It should be illegal. It should be illegal. But it should also be illegal for fat dudes in general to wear tidy whities.
To not have a t-shirt on at the beach.
Tidy white. Well, one of my mates from Canberra came down and, he was looking at this chick in this Euro bikini, and, like, Euro bikinis are all the rage now.
The whale tail.
Yeah, the whale tail where it's, like, ass cheek
it's
and then, like, just a,
with
yeah,
like
it's
a
just,
little triangle at the top of the ass.
And
like
dude,
missed.
Some of
you've
them...
You missed the ass.
Bro, some of them are just a string. It's, like, full bikini material but just a string. So, like, we're down at the beach and he's seeing all of this and he's just like, God damn, dude. And he's just like, is this just the norm? And I was like, dude, you don't see chicks with normal, like, bikinis that we had growing up. Like, they're just a thing of the past. Anyway, this young girl walks past. He's like, hey, man. He's like, do you reckon she's a bit young to be wearing that? And I was like, if you had to ask that question, I was like, she's fucking too young to be wearing that. And he's like, they should ask for IDs before selling these fucking bikinis, man. Yeah. He's like, this is entrapment. I can't be out here looking at that.
Did I tell you the fucking... This is the most insane story. I don't even want to tell it. This is...
But tell it. You can just edit it out.
I have to now. I was like at this... It's sort of like a secluded beach, but it's not a nude beach. But like there was just like... a couple down there. I didn't know it was a couple. I just thought it was some chick on the beach. And I'm, like, horribly depressed, like, just going through a breakup, fucking too depressed to even, like, jerk off. And it had been, like, weeks without fucking having a nut. I'm just, like, I'm just at the beach just going for a fucking swim. This, like, German chick gets her kit fully off. She had to be, like, early 20s. I'm like, this is fucking wild. Like, taking a top off. Then she takes her bottoms off and then she like bends over on her towel, like facing me like doggy style. So it's just like asshole and pussy, like look like winking at me.
That's a good day.
And I
that cured your depression immediately.
I came in my pants. I nutted there. It was crazy. I was like, holy fuck. That cured my depression.
Was it a soft nut or did you bar up then?
I was like looking. I couldn't look away. It was like a fucking train accident. I was just like, holy fuck, she's just getting fully fucking naked.
And now she's bending over.
Now she's bending. It was like she's taking the top off. I was like, all right, titties. Fucking. Yeah titties.
Good on you.
We love titties. Yeah. Titties are great. It's not like there's kids around, but, you know, it's like a sort of secluded beach. Like, it's a bit out of the way to get here. Mm. And it's just like, bottoms off. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Crazy.
Like, we don't do this here. Like, this is a European thing. And then to just, like, fucking bend over, like, in front of me. She's, like, laying out a towel and just, like, fucking just right at me. I was like, holy fucking shit.
That was crazy. Dude,
that's hilarious.
I think a little bit. But then her fucking boyfriend comes over and then he just gets his fucking cock out too. And then I came again.
And you're like, wow, two nuts in 20 seconds. That's a PB. Yeah, dude, I was down at the beach before I came here. Euro bikinis just running rampant.
Yeah.
And always a great sight when it's on the right figure. But when it's on the wrong figure, dude, with the greatest respect to this lady, she looked like Rikishi from WWE 2002. of just like, I don't know if that was a normal bikini and your ass ate it. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, she was just.
Just Lizzo.
I was like, brother, I was like, fucking put that away, dude. You know what I mean? Like her husband was there. And then like Cass is in a Euro bikini next to me. And, like, this person's, like, literally right next to me. I'm packing my bag to leave. And I clock it wearing sunglasses. So, like, I'm looking this way but clocked it. You know what I mean? I'm stealth. I know what's going on at all times.
That's why they invented sunglasses.
Yeah. He fucking, like, marauds up the beach to, like, make sure that people aren't, like, fucking eyeballing his missus. And I was like, you're the only one on the beach that wants
no
it, dude.
No one wants to
no
see
one
this.
No one wants this. Like, dude, this ruined a good day for me. You know what I mean? I woke up, I went for a walk, I went to the gym, I'm recovering at the beach, I've had a good healthy breakfast, and now I see this atrocity at the beach. Take it, mate, take it.
Yeah. That's wild. So then you came in your pants too?
And then I came fucking so hard, dude. I was like, sorry, Cass.
That's fucked up, yeah. Oh, man.
Getting your arsehole out of the beach. That's a move.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's a move.
That was like a gift from God. It was like, you've been depressed for too long.
Yeah.
Let me send this German slut.
Yeah.
Just a little angel. It's one of God's angels.
Yeah, one of God's angels. Just to let you know, look, brother, it's peaks and valleys, swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
Sometimes the chips are down, sometimes they're up, but just enjoy the hand that you're playing while you're playing it because you're here for a finite amount of time. Here's some hot German puss. Just as a reminder, everything's got to be A-OK.
I was like 2 seconds away from walking up and just being like, look, I know you're not from here, but like you can't get fully naked on the beach. You're like, you're going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend just like starts walking. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't walk over.
Dude,
she's just fucking completely naked.
It's very funny because like there's a cocktail, right, called Sex on the Beach. And I don't know if you've done it, but it's like the most impractical activity that I've ever done. Yeah. In 2015, I was traveling the States with a few friends. And I was staying at this house in Santa Barbara with a few mates, and they have like a house above it. But every year, these like two Swedish dudes would come and just fucking hang out. It was like their kind of like student accommodation that I think their university had teed up. I think the university owns a bunch of houses in Santa Barbara, and part of the university, you get to go to America and just fucking hang out.
Right.
Anyway, so the two Swedish boys catch wind that there's some Aussies down there. So they're like, we've never met Australians.
Yeah, I'm from Sweden. They're like, talk to the Australian
dude,
girls.
But they're like, these two dudes, fucking legends, right?
I've got Swedish dick for you.
So
I'm a Viking.
They come down.
Why are they gay Vikings now? What happened? Instead I used to rape and pillage.
The worst kind
and
of,
now I just rape.
Yeah. The worst kind of Viking, honestly. Gay Viking, not good.
No, not
we anymore. Rock up on the boat and you are in trouble. So they rock up and they're like hey, are the Aussie boys here? And they're like, yeah, like come through here, we'll introduce you. And they're like, do you guys want to go for a drink? I'm like, yeah, we'll fucking, you know, we've got nothing better to do, let's go for a drink. So we go around to this sports bar. It's probably about a kilometer away from where we're staying, and they go and grab like pints, and like they sit there and they've got their pints, and they're like,
you know, we think we can outdrink you. And I was like, that's funny, because no, you fucking can't. And they're just like, why didn't we see? Like, all right, no worries. So we go. I go to the bar.
Why do they all sound like they're going to poison you at some point?
Yeah.
Oh, we shall see.
Yeah. I go to the bar, and America's called jugs of beers pitchers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want 3 pitchers of that lager. And the lady's like, do you understand what a pitcher is? I'm like, yes. I fully understand what it is. I want 3 pitchers, and I want 3 glasses. And she's like, y'all Aussies are wild, but no worries. Pauses these jugs. So, like, we're sitting there, and it's just like, all right, you guys got your cute little pints. We've got pitchers. And they're like, fuck, all right, the game's been elevated. So then they go get pitchers. Anyway, after, like, 3 pitchers, one of them bows out.
3 pitchers?
Yeah, he was gone.
So that's 9 beers.
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah.
One of my other mates had gotten fucking sauced as the night before, and he's like, I'm done, boys. I got to go. So it was me and my other little mate. We're sitting there pounding, and he's like, dude, I'm starting to get fucking wasted. And I was like, we're not losing to these Swedish cunts, mate. Like, I don't care what. Like, if you need to go have a tactical vomit in the fucking bathroom, you just need to get your head, on a swivel. Yeah. Come on, son. Rally with me. Anyway, he finishes his pitcher, and he's like, dude, I've got to go. Like, I'm done. So it's now me and Lenny. And Lenny's just like, fuck, all right, you know, you can drink. He's like, I respect this. And he's like, see those birds over there? And he's just like, yeah. He's like, they're pretty hot, eh? And I was like, yeah, they're pretty hot. He's like, I'm going to go talk to them. And I was like, no, I'll have fun, mate. He's like, you don't want to talk to them? I was like, I don't give a fuck about them, to be honest. I was like, fuck, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm here to win.
He goes, yeah. Yeah, dude, you're not going to distract me with some ass, dude. You know? He goes and talks to these 2 chicks. And he's just like, hey, there's a nightclub around the corner called the Blue Cat. We're going to go there. And he's like, the girls are coming. Are you coming? I was like, well, we're still in a competition, brother, so let's go. So we go over. We're buying them drinks. I've got my card, like, on a tab, because that's how America operates. You just put your card over the bar and they'll just charge you. We end up getting fucking retarded, and Lenny, like, pins me against the wall, and he's just like, okay, so there's the tall blonde girl and there's the brunette girl. Which one do you fancy more? And I was like, I don't care, mate. Like, whatever one that you're more interested in. And I was like, I'm taller than you, so maybe I should go for the taller blonde chick and you go for the short brunette. And he's like, deal. And like, shake on it. And he's like, you're a good man. I was like, you're a good man too, Lenny. Lenny goes to the bathroom. I'm on the dance floor. The brunette just comes and starts hooking up with me. Lenny comes out of the bathroom. He's like, what the fuck? I thought we had a deal. And I was like, sorry, dude. She's in charge now, man. So he starts dancing with the other chick. He hooks up with her. We stay there literally until the bar closes. They're like, you guys need to leave. As we're leaving, the 2 Spanish chicks start talking to each other in Spanish. And I was like, nah, this is bullshit. Like, you can't do this. And they're like, all right, let's go down to the beach and then we can part ways. So I'm like, sweet. So me and Lenny go down to the beach. He's got his chick. I've got my chick. I'm like, I'll be a gentleman and give him a bit of space. So, like, we walk somewhat up the beach, get my shirt off. She starts giving me head. The sand is so cold that I'm, like, shaking.
You're like, this is such good head on shaking.
But she thinks she's giving me the greatest gobby of all time.
Yes.
And then she's just there. She's just like, my turn? And I was like, yeah, sure, your turn. So you're like, she just, like, shuffles up, pulls her panties across, and just starts sitting on my face. I'm like, hallelujah. You know what I mean? This is a great time for young Bradley. Next minute, these fucking massive lights just, like, I start blinding me from the left-hand side, and I was like, just block it out, brother, keep going. You know? Yeah. Dude, the Coast Guard comes up, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm eating pussy, bro.
Yeah, they're asking the girl, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you in trouble? I'm like, brother, she's sitting on my face. Am I okay? What if I didn't consent to this? We were staying at a place called Gutierrez Street, and she's like, I can take you back to my Airbnb, but it's very risky because we're sharing with a Japanese family. I don't want to do that. And I was like, that's all right.
Yeah.
We're on Gutierrez Street. I'll take you there. We start walking to try find Gutierrez Street. After like an hour of walking, just belligerently drunk, we find Gutierrez Street. And I was like, sweet, got to be this way. Boys, I need Google Maps. My phone's dead. I've got no idea where I'm walking. I walk all the way up Gutierrez Street, find a baker. It's now 4 in the morning, and I was like, bro, where is West Gutierrez Street? And he's like, you're on East Gutierrez, my friends. He's like, you got to go all the way back down that way. So we walk all the way back down the road. By this point, she's now like sobered up and she's just like, all right, dude, like what the fuck? Like what are we doing? And I was like, I don't know. We'll find it. We're walking around trying to find it. We find her Airbnb. And I was like, all right, we found your Airbnb. Like, let's go. And she's like, dude, that flame went out fucking hours ago. Like, you are on your own. Not a cab in sight. I was like, what the fuck? Mm. So I was like, all right, no worries. All respect. Have a good night. Nice to meet you. Your box tastes good. Walk down the street. Great mutt. One of the a lot of people get angry about the Spanish. They've got great mutts.
See, that would have relit the fire if you had done that. If you had known back in the day. An old head on young shoulders.
Yeah.
You're the greatest mutt.
Yeah. It's the finest box I've ever tasted. A lot of people say they've got the tastiest box. I disagree. I walk down the street, dude. I'm just sitting there. My phone's dead. I've got like 30 bucks cash, and then I just see this cab driving. So I hail him down, hop in. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, fucking West Gutierrez Street. And he's like, yeah, sweet. How's the night been? I was like, would have been better if you rocked up here fucking 2 hours ago, my friend. He's like, oh, sorry, been busy. He drops me off. I was in the complete wrong area. Anyway, I go to bed, wake up the next day. Lenny's in the bed, like in the spare bedroom with the chick. And I was like, fuck.
He knew which way to go.
Yeah, he knew exactly where to go. He's just like, all right, sex on the beach has been cancelled. We're going to the house.
Yeah.
He gets the job done. Full respect to Lenny. We were very proud of him. Anyway, Lenny married that chick. Every year on Facebook, I get a fucking like a memory of us all with the pictures, and I just like every year I just forward it back to him and go, never forget the day that you drank with an Australian and it changed your life. Dude, he's like, that was the best night of my life. And I was like, undoubtedly. Aren't you glad you didn't hook up with the brunette?
Yeah.
You had a bit of Quitner, you know?
Well, that's the pod. We fucking made it.
That's it. We're done.
That's
already.
It. We're done.
Dude, fucking that's only like my second beer.
Flew by me.
I'm ready to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You're a menace.
Well, now I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew and got nothing to do. Hey, I'm surprised I didn't piss. That's got to be a record, right?
Yeah.
That is a Sunday for you.
Yeah.
That'll fucking happen.
God, I love drinking on a Sunday, dude.
Yeah, a little cheeky Sunday sesh.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
It's fucking sun shining and you just like the schooner wind just whispers in your ear, it's like, come drink 17 schooners. Yeah. You're like, fuck yeah, brother.
You've got a problem, my friend.
Oh, I 100% do, but if it didn't release dopamine in my brain, you know, why does it make me feel good? It
must be good for you.
Right now I feel pretty fantastic. Yeah,
it's just like exercise. It releases dopamine in your brain and you feel a bit sore afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys, thanks for having me.
No, thank you, man.
Coming on. That was Bradley Bishop, by the way.
Follow me on Instagram, Bradley Bishop with an underscore, if anyone even fucking listens to this podcast.
They do. They have heaps of listeners.
Spread the word. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are we doing?
Oh, and Zoe, all is forgiven. I'm not angry at you, mate. These boys set me up.
No one's ever angry at her.
I am. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. You're an angry Jew.
Yeah. Maybe she has some Palestinian in her. She's part Arab.
The Arabs.
Goddamn Arabs. Well, we got stuff in the plan, like in the works, but
it's
nothing.
It's 2025.
Yeah.
What's going on? What
Dude,
are we doing?
I tell you what I want to do sometimes, just like completely just fuck around at open mics and waste everyone's time by just doing a character that makes no sense.
Talk to Adam Ronan about that. He did it for like a year.
I made a Snapchat the other day where it like makes your face like look like a caveman.
Yeah.
And it was just like a Boomhauer type impersonation that I was just like sending my friends, but just with like a weird little vocal tick at the end of it. And I was like, hey, I'm down here, I'm making me eat, man. And I'm talking about that crazy shit about me and you. And just like, is like the vocal tick. And it's just like a 2-minute Snapchat that I just said to him. He's like, mate, what the fuck
what's
is happening?
This? What is what's happening in 2025?
Yeah, I was like, this is what happens when I get left with a fucking 10 pack of solo hard rated lemon limes, zero sugars to myself.
Ah, yeah.
God damn, smashing those things are fucking excellent.
Yep.
Who wants to get some motherfucking goop scoop?
Some what?
Indian food, goop scoop.
Ah. No, I had a pretty big breakfast before I came.
Yeah, yeah, so did I.
Yeah, well, fuck the both of you. I'm going to get some motherfucking.
And also, I gave you my last $20.
Did you? That would have been like a yes.
That's why I was angry.
I finally bankrupted Bradley. Now he's desperate. I can get my cock sucked. Yeah. You want your $20 back?
I'm bankrupt for the next 3 days and I'm fucking rich as hell, dude.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. First paycheck of the year. And you earned it.
I earned it by drinking piss on Stockton Beach and watching young hot boys slap around the Indian test team. Suck a dick, India.
Oh, we were going to. I was thinking this segment for the fucking new year. We did none of the shit we had planned either. We had like things planned to talk about. Didn't you put something in the fucking thing?
Yeah. A guy that broke the masturbation world record, but. Yeah. I don't know. We just kind of riffed our way through it. There was no.
That was good. Those are the best podcasts.
Tried my best just to keep the riffs high, the energy high, and Mitch Dick's hard, and keep Ethan coming.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You've achieved it. But yeah, nothing to talk about yet. No upcoming shows at this point, but we have plans.
Stay tuned for more shows in the future.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Love yous. Bye.
Fuck you guys.